New Hampshire Republicans have accused Governor Maggie Hassan of accepting illegal campaign contributions from organized labor, and they've asked the Attorney General to investigate. At issue is a total of $45,000 in donations to the governor's reelection campaign from three labor unions. Here to tell us more is NHPR's Brian Walston. Good afternoon.
Hi, Brady.
The GOP says the money, quote, dramatically exceeds what the governor can accept under New Hampshire's campaign finance rules. That should be a pretty easy call. There's a limit, and you're either above the limit or you're not, right?
Well, you'd think so, but those rules are notoriously murky, especially when it comes to contribution limits. The statute says candidates who don't agree to voluntary spending caps can accept $5,000 from any source in the exploratory phase, and that's the period before they officially declare they're running for office. After that, they can accept $1,000 before the primary and another $1,000 before the general election.
So a total of $7,000.
Right, except that the Hassan camp is basically saying that those limits don't apply to these union contributions.
And how so?
Well, the unions gave to an entity called Friends of Maggie Hassan. During the governor's first run in 2012, that was Hassan's candidate committee, meaning the $7,000 limit would apply. Now, yesterday, the campaign apparently told reporters that Friends of Maggie Hassan this year is actually a political action committee, or was.
And how might that change in status make a difference now?
Well, because it's not clear that the contribution limits can be enforced in cases when one PAC gives to another PAC. Now, it wasn't in 2006, and that's when former Governor John Lynch accepted two contributions totaling $40,000 from PACs affiliated with national figures who were thinking about running for president. In New Hampshire, precedent counts for a lot, and a spokesman for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which gave Hassan $25,000 in June, said the union checked with the Secretary of State's office before making a contribution and was told that it was legal.
I understand the Attorney General is going to review the allegations. What are they likely to focus on?
Well, I expect they'll want to know more about the timing of all this. The contributions were all made on June 12th, which also happens to be the day Hassan officially filed for re-election. It also happens to be the day the governor sent a letter to the Secretary of State changing the name of her committee from Friends of Maggie Hassan to Maggie 14. What's interesting about that is both entities are referred to in the letter as a candidate committee. And if that turns out to be the case, it couldn't legally accept the $40,000 in contributions, and the GOP might have a point.
In addition to the legal issues to be fleshed out here, partisan politics are at play as well.
Of course. I spoke with attorneys on both sides of the political aisle who have election law experience. A Republican lawyer told me he thinks the statute is pretty clear when it comes to the contribution limits, but that getting legal advice from the Secretary of State may only lead to more confusion. He tells his clients that if you have a question about whether something is legal, go straight to the people who enforce the law, the Attorney General's office, and get it in writing. On the other side, a Democrat made the point that no smart politician will take an illegal campaign contribution. It's just too easy to get caught. You know, campaigns spend a lot of time going through an opponent's filings, looking for irregularities, and if they're there, they'll be found. But they both agree that there are ambiguities and loopholes in the law that need to be addressed, and perhaps the best thing to come out of this situation is some kind of legislation that might put an end to these perennial complaints.
That's NHPR's Brian Walston. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.